you have your Bible, turn to Isaiah chapter 2. Amen. Isaiah chapter 2. I want to preach tonight for a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought. When God shakes things up. Amen. When God shakes things up. It's Isaiah chapter 2 here. It's a talking about the promise that God has promised us throughout the ages. And he said the word of God that Isaiah, the son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Amen. We see what's taking place here as the Messiah's kingdom is set up. When we see that holy temple, praise God, that new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven. Glory be to God, what a day that's going to be. Can you imagine that sight? Is that glorious city the most magnificent thing that, praise God, that could ever be created, because it was created with God. Amen. He made it with his own hands, and he made it for me and you. Glory to God, what a time that's going to be. And he said it's going to come down. And he said the nation's going to flow to that city to receive instruction from God. I want to say at that time, praise God, it's going to be absolute counsel from God. Amen. People's going to take that counsel, going to heed that counsel, because he's going to rule with a rod of iron. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said that, and he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Amen. He said people's going to quit fighting among themselves. Praise be to God. He said there's going to be a line and a place that God's going to draw. He said this is where we go to. He said it's time to make a change. Amen. Praise God. He said all them weapons of war, we're going to take and melt them down, smolder them down, praise God, and begin to manufacture, praise God, weapons to cultivate the ground. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got to go a plow and praise God. Amen. For the good cause of Christ. Bless his holy name. So, house of Jacob, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord. I want to say, praise God, there's going to be a light radiating out of that place. It's going to be like no other, because the Bible says that Jesus Christ himself will be the light of that place. Amen. He said, hey, praise God, the gates will be open because there'll be no night. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, there'll not be anything that'll break in to steal. Glory be to God, because the light's always on. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hey, there won't be nobody running around lurking in the dark. Amen, glory to God. Can you imagine? I'm talking about a magnificent time that we're going to have. But then notice what takes place. Amen, the chastisement he talks about here in verse 6. Now I want you to pay attention this night. We're going to go through it pretty quickly, because I've got the other places that I want to go to tonight. But I want you to see this. I want you to think about the time that we're living in right now. I want you to focus on what's taking place around us right now. And you'll begin to see this stuff fall into place. Amen? He said, therefore thou hast forsaken thy people, the house of Jacob, because they have replenished from the east and are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they please themselves in the children of strangers. Amen? He said, what's happened? He said, they start chasing everything in the world. Amen? He said they started going after the things of strange. They've gone out and started going after strange people. They started going in strange ways. Have you ever seen such a time that we live in? And when these Harry Potters everywhere, and people's are practicing witchcraft, they're practicing sorcery, a soothsayer. Hey, these people right around here today that's doing the soothsaying, reading tarot cards and all this other stuff, it's become a prominent thing. Amen. It just creeps in. Becomes part of our culture. Amen. That's what was happening then. That's what's happening now. He said in the beginning, as I said, it shall come to pass in the last days. Are you awake yet? Huh? Are you paying attention? He said, these things is what's going to take place in the last days. He said, their land also is full of silver and gold. Neither is there any end of their treasures. Or treasures. Amen. Have you ever seen the wealth that's being flaunted around in this world today? Amen. More millionaires there been. They got these lotteries. People winning just lotteries left and right. Amen. Spending millions of dollars to try to win a few. People deceived. Look what he says. What he goes is, he said, their land is also full of horses. Neither is there any end of their chariots. I mean, these people going out and buying. It amazes me. In the last day, we do. These people going out buying these big old fine automobiles. Amen. They saying that Ford's got a commercial out saying they're selling a truck every 3 seconds. Ford is selling a truck every 3 seconds. And I don't know about you, I was over there a while back and I was looking at I took Teresa's car to have it serviced and I was looking at their new Ford trucks and they start out at $45,000. And they go upward to over $60,000. If you get a fully loaded XLT Lariat, you're paying over $60,000 for a truck. Amen? Hey, more than I paid for my house. Amen? But people just shelling out the money, just say, hey, it don't bother me. We shell, and it, hey, if you got it, praise the Lord, good for you. You say, preacher, you begrudge us, right? No. I'm just saying, when you look at this thing, we're just falling right in. Hey, we're filling in the blanks, praise God, of this thing taking place. We was over there at little David's birthday party yesterday. They invited us up. We went over to it, and Ashley's grandmother was there. And she asked me, she said, preacher, do you ever preach on prophecy? And it took me aback for just a minute. I thought, now, is she asking me if I prophesy or if I preach, praise God, about Jesus coming again? Amen. And I finally realized what she said. I said, yes, and I preach about it when the Lord lays on my heart. Amen. I preach about the Lord coming again, praise God, about what's going to take place and what's going to transpire, praise God, while we're waiting. Amen. All this stuff's going to transpire while we're waiting. Amen. See, there's no end to their chariots. Praise God. Have you ever got on the road at 26 or 23 or 40 about 7:30 in the morning? You take your life in your own hands. I mean, it's crazy. You get up, take the children to school. I got to have them there at 8. Amen. You got to be at work at 8 o'clock. Amen. You better leave early. And it's bumper to bumper going 65, 70, 80 miles an hour. You have to speed. You have to break the laws of land. Because if you don't, they run over you. Amen. They fly. Everybody just getting to where they're going. Amen. He said, this is what God's are talking about. He said, the land also is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. Have you ever noticed the time like we're living in? People worshiping the things they made of, the things their own hands, what I've got, what I've done. And we've quit giving God any glory. Amen. We hardly ever give God any glory for anything we've done. And we wonder why we don't get accomplished a whole lot. Amen. He said, the mean man boweth down, and the great man humbleth himself. Therefore forgive them not. He said, you know what? He said, they forgive them. He said, it's not of the... He said, what they do ain't of the Lord. He said, what they do... He said, they just putting on a show. Making you think they're some humble, something other, when they ain't. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, enter into the rock and hide thee in the dust for fear of the Lord and for the glory of His majesty. He said, there's a place for such as that. Amen. You're hiding in the rock and in the dust of this old land in which we live. Amen. Looking for something that's going to take place. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down. And the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. He's talking about that last day. Amen. He said, man goes on as man goes, and we do things as we do, but praise be to God. He said, the ultimate result is man will magnify God. Whether we choose to do it now or later or then, praise God, it's up to us. But praise God, every man, one boy, he said, every knee will bow and every lip, every mouth will confess that He is God. Amen. He said, for the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, he shall be brought low. Amen. We need to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Hey, it's not about who, it's not about what I am. I'm like old brother Paul. I am what I am by the grace of God. Amen. And even in my faults and my failures, praise God, I am what I am by the grace of God. Amen. If it wasn't for Him, praise God, Brother Rick, we'd be out there just like the winos and the harlots doing those things that's wicked that God hates so much. But praise God, by the grace, good grace of God, we are who we are. Amen. Give Him all the glory and praise tonight for all that He does. Amen. Verse 13 says, and upon all the cedars of Lebanon and Arda that are high and lifted up, upon all the oaks of Bashan, and upon all the high mounds, upon all the hills that are lifted up, and upon every high tower, upon every fenced wall, and upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all pleasant pictures. Then the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. He said, we look at all these things that's high and lifted up, and we say, wow, look at that. But He said, one of these days, ultimately, He said, we'll look at the good God of glory, and we'll say, wow, look at that. Amen. Glory be to God. I thought all that other stuff was great to see. It was wonderful to behold. And boy, what God's created is. But one of these days, praise God, we're going to see past the creation and see the Creator, praise God. Amen. Boy, I tell you, on that day, it's going to get good. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the God. Then we'll be singing that song that Brother Andrew was singing about a while ago. Praise God in the presence of God's people. Bless His name. He said, the idols He shall utterly abolish. All those things that so easily beset us. All those things that we chase after now and try to catch hold of. He said, they won't matter. Amen. He said, they're going to be abolished. And they shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth for fear of the Lord and for the glory of His majesty when He arises to shake terribly the earth. Amen. He said, when God decides to shake things up, He said, glory be God, you know what He's going to do? All those that are alive and remain, He's going to get their attention once and for all. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm glad on a Wednesday night, 1976, that God shook things up in this little old boy's life. And I gave my life to Jesus and I was born again. Amen. He shook things up. Do you remember when He shook things up in your life? Amen. What a day that was. Glory be to God. He came to where you were and He shook things up. Amen. Took that life of confusion, that life of not knowing, praise God, and gave us a life of assurance. Amen. When God shook things up, He said, one of these days in a little while, said, God's going to shake things up. Amen. When he shakes it up. Now listen what takes place. He says, in that day, a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each one for himself to worship. What do you worship today? Huh? What do we worship today? He said, well, preacher, we just worship God. Really? Is there anything in your life that you put before God? You know, that's an idol. And I told you before, it's not that we can't do things. Doing things is fine as long as we don't put it before God. If we put it before God, then it is our idol. It's something that we've made with our hands. It's something that we have for ourselves. It won't give God the glory. Amen. He said, in that day the man shall cast the idols of silver and idols of gold, which they made each one for himself to worship. He said, look at this. He said, to the moles. Amen. To the moles and to the bats. He said, you're going to take those old things that's been a hindering you, those old things, praise God, that you've been worshiping, think was so great, and one of these days you're going to say, oh my goodness, they're not worth nothing. Praise God. He said, you're going to throw them to the mold. He's going to throw them up there. You're going to say, no, what? I don't need this stuff no more. Praise God. There's a God of glory.
Amen.
Amen. Who's far better and supersedes all this junk.
Amen.
Amen. I don't need that. Praise the Lord. He said to go into the clefts of the rocks and into the tops of the ragged rocks. You know what we're going to do? We're going to say, you know what? All this old junk I've got in my life, it ain't going to help me none. It won't save you. It won't deliver you. It won't matter if you've got all the gold in Fort Knox. He said, when it comes time for God's judgment and His wrath to be poured out, praise God, it won't help you a bit.
Amen.
Amen. Won't help you. Can't buy your way out. Amen. He said, they're going to go to into the clefts of the rocks and into the tops of the ragged rocks for fear of the Lord. I don't know about you. I believe I'll just fear Him now.
Amen.
Amen. Have a reverent fear of God now. Realize He is an awesome God. Amen. He cares for us. He wants to help us. Amen. And for the glory of His majesty, when He arises to shake terribly the earth. Amen. When He starts shaking things up, He said, people's going to wake up. They're going to realize that there's something that needs to be done. But it's going to be too late for a whole lot of people. Amen. I'm glad today God is shaking things up. Amen. He said, cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils. For wherein is he to be accounted of? He said, what's that? What's a man going to do for you? So we may put our confidence in somebody. But that somebody won't be able to help us when we truly need help. Said he won't be able to help when we need help from the Lord. I want to say, when we need help from God, praise God, the only one that can help us is God Almighty.
Amen.
Man, He's the only one that can deliver us, praise God. The only one. We can't get no help from ourselves. And he said, when God begins to shake things up, people begin to realize that we need some help. Amen. It's coming in the not so distant future. Amen. In Luke chapter 21, the Bible teaches us, speaks of this great shaking up that's going to take place. In chapter 21 and verse 5, we read this the other night, I believe. It says in verse 25 of Luke 21, he said, and there shall be signs in the sun and on the moon and on the stars upon the earth, distress of nations. And upon the earth with perplexity, and the sea and the waves roaring. He said there's going to be things that's happening around us, those that's left behind, those that's dealing with this judgment that's coming on the world. He said, praise God. He said there's going to be something that they're going to be looking up, and they're going to be realizing that something's ahead. I will say we can look up today and realize something's happening around us. Amen. I was watching the news, I believe it was Friday evening, and they was talking about a place up in West Virginia. And they said that the snows had been so heavy and they started melting and they've had these heavy rains and said there's a big old mudslide and the whole mountain slid off. Did you see that? And there was a church there and it was just utterly destroyed, just annihilated. Because these earthquakes is falling, and it's happening in diverse places all over the world, places that had never even happened in before. Say, what's I thinking? God's shaking us up. He's trying to wake us up and say, you know what? You better get ready because I'm coming again. Amen. Said, time to look up and listen, to pay attention. Amen. It's time to get our priorities in order. Amen. At perplexity, the distress of nations with perplexity, looking for a solution, never been able to find one. The seas and the waves are roaring. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Amen. The powers of heaven is going to be shaken when God shakes things up. Amen. It's coming. It's not going to be long. We need to be ready. And he said, then they shall see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. He said, it's time for a Redeemer. It's time for Him to come, and it's time for Him to shake things up. Amen. It's going to happen in a little while. There's nothing me and you can do about it. Because God, good God of glory, He's coming, and He's coming to shake things up. I believe He's already started to shake things up. Look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, when God shakes things up, amen, it's going to be the most magnificent thing. I'm glad to be living in this day that we live. You know, we're living in one of the most precious times there's ever been. We're seeing God. We're seeing all these things accumulate. We're seeing all these things right before our eyes. Getting this thing ready. Getting ready for the Lord to come again. Amen. Getting ready. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. The Bible says in verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him. Now Paul's speaking to the Thessalonians because they've got troubles. There's some things that's bothering them. He's already told them in Thessalonians 4. He said that the Lord's a-coming. He ain't come yet, but He's a-coming. He's coming with a trump and a shout. Glory be to God. He'll not prevent the dead that's gone on. He said they're already with God. He said He'll bring them with Him. And He's going to gather out the church to be with Him. And said things is going to happen. Praise God to that bunch that's out of this world. Amen. Praise God, that's an exciting thing, praise God, to look forward to. But He said there's some trouble here that we need to recognize that's laying in the future. They were saying, you know what? They read a letter and they sent one back and He said, peoples are troubled. They think we're already living in that time of trouble. He said, what are we going to do now, Paul? He said, let me just explain something to you that day of the Lord, it's not here yet. Amen. It's not here yet. He said, now we beseech ye, brethren. Amen. Talking to the church. He said, by the coming of the Lord. In other words, that word by, He's saying concerning to or respect to the coming of the Lord. Amen. That's when the Lord comes and when the Lord is present. Amen. He said, that's not some speculation out there. He said, praise God, when the day of the Lord takes place, He said, the Lord will be present. Amen. You won't have to guess where He's at. You won't have to guess if that's really Him. Praise God, He'll be there. Amen. Amen. Why? Because He's coming to take care of business, He said. When God shakes things up, praise God, He's going to do it in person. Amen. Amen. I guarantee you, you'll be up there. Folks will be paying attention in. I hope you'll be in glory. Brother Andrew's talking about, we'll be singing around the throne, praise God. Amen. But when God comes to shake things up, He said, coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And how do you know that, preacher? Because He said, and by our gathering together unto Him. He said, we're going to go bye-bye. Amen. He said, we're going to leave gravitation, praise God, and we're going to go be with the Lord. Amen. When God begins to shake things up. Amen. He's giving us a little tremor now, a little bit of shake just to wake us up. Amen. A little bit just to show us what He can do. Amen. I'm talking about the one that holds the sea in the palm of His hand, in the span of His hand, praise God. He said, this is as far as you go, sea. Praise God, one of these days, hey, He can remove His hand. And He said, you just go where you will. Can you imagine the other utter havoc, praise God, the Lord can do if He wants to? He can open up the clouds. Amen. Were they talking about a little bit too much rain cause these mudslides and all these other things? When God says, you know what? I can open it up right there and I just do away with that whole place. Amen. Amen. Mud, the water. Can you imagine? We've had in the last couple of years, I've had our bridge at the house, we've had water over it. I mean, up to that deep, over it. Never had that before. Never had water over the bridge before, as long as I've lived. Amen. Within the last couple of years, we've had it over it twice. Just downpours. Huh? And you think God can't. See, I thought, well, I live way up here on the hill, and you know, I'm immune to all that. I ain't immune to that. Amen. God can do a little bit of shaking, I'll be down there in that creek bed. Amen. Ain't none of us immune, praise the Lord. God's able. Now listen to what He says. Now here's the trouble they've got. They think that this thing's already set in. Amen. But notice verse 2, that what they're talking about. He said, that ye be soon shaken in mind. or be troubled. He said, you're all saved. He said, you're kind of like a ship that's being tossed at sea by great waves. He said, you're troubled about it. He said, you can't get no peace in your heart. It's trouble. It's bothering you. That you think that the Lord's already come, that He's pouring out His wrath upon you because of the persecution that you're going through. But He said, praise the Lord. He said, that's nothing. Amen. He said, it's nothing to be worried about. Amen. He said, or troubled neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us. He said, I got word. There's a letter that's been spread around. And people's been saying, you know what? Oh, Brother Paul said, this is it. Amen. He said, it's not the Spirit of God that said that. It's not the Word of God that. He said, it's not me that said that. He said, it ain't come yet. Amen. He said, it ain't happening yet. He said, well, preacher, there's a lot of sadness in this world. Yeah, right now there's a lot of Christians being murdered. Amen. Said they was, the other day they marched some Christians. They was going to church. I believe it was yesterday. Did you read that, Brother John? Yesterday was marching some Christian church in Afghanistan. Some Christians. And said ISIS got a hold of them or somebody got a hold of them. And they took them out there and they beheaded them. They killed those people as they're trying to go to the house of God to worship. Not hurting nobody. Not bothering nobody. You say, well, preacher, I'm glad that can't ever happen here. You better wake up, open your eyes.
Amen.
Amen. It could be here before you know it. Amen. One of these days they'll bust through them doors and they'll grab me and haul me off because I told you the truth. Because I told you what was coming down the pike. They say, we heard you talking about that. We're going to take you in. Amen. But we need to be prepared to stand. Paul said, you didn't hear that from me. The Holy Ghost of God didn't tell you. He said, as that the day of Christ is at hand. He said, the truth is. Amen. He said, the truth is. He said, it's not happened yet. He said, he's not here yet. He said, do you see him? Huh? He said, you look around. If you don't see him, then he ain't come yet. Amen. He ain't come to shake things up yet if you don't see him. He said, when God comes, praise God, to shake things up, he said, you'll see him. Amen. The world's going to see him. I'm going to see him in glory. Amen. Hey, I'm going to see him. I'm going to be on his side. I'm not going to be the shaky. I'm going to be with the shaker. Amen. We better settle in our hearts tonight, praise God, that we're not going to be the shaky. We're going to be with the shaker. It'll make all the difference in the world. Amen. Make all the difference in the world. Amen. Paul said, I can explain it to you and show you the reason I'm saying this. Amen. He said, let no man deceive you by any means. He said, you know what? He said, you can't. Don't let nobody deceive you in thinking that you're living in those perilous times. Huh? He said, didn't Paul say? He said, there would be perilous times coming. Paul tells us all over in 1 and 2 Timothy that there's some perilous times coming. But he wasn't talking to the Thessalonians. See, I like old brother, he was talking to the little baby church in Thessalonica. But you know what he told them? He gave them some prophecy. I mean the deep things of God. He said, hey, you don't have to worry about that yet. But let me tell you what. Let me give you just a little bit of prophecy and tell you what to look for so you'll know. Amen. He said, it's not happened yet, but it will. Amen. He said, let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come. The day, what he's talking about is the day of the Lord. When God shakes things up. Amen. When God shakes things up. He said, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. Now, would you notice nothing? He's not talking about just unbelief. Amen. He's not talking about just a few people in unbelief. He said there's going to be a great falling. I hope we don't get caught up in that. I'm afraid if we ain't very careful, we get caught up in that great falling away. And the devil, what he does, he'll drag us out just a little bit at a time. And he'll catch us unexpected. Amen. And the bad thing about it is when he drags us out, a lot of times he drags other folks out with us. God help us, praise God, not to be deceived of the devil.
Amen.
That we'd be called unexpected because God specifically lays it out. He said, this is to be expected. This is what's going to happen. You better be awake. You better be looking. He says, you see these things begin to come to pass. Look up and lift up your heads. Pay attention. Amen. Because the Lord's a-coming. Amen. He's coming to shake things up. Amen. Now, he's not talking just about a general unbelief. But he's talking about an aggressive opposition. Amen. An aggressive opposition. A falling away. Now, that's a definite article. That A in the Greek, that's a definite article. It's not an indefinite article. You know what that means? It's not a falling away. It's the falling away. It's the one that he's talking about that's coming before God shakes things up. Amen. He said, we're going to see a falling away, the major, that major falling away. Not just unbelief, but that aggressive unbelief. Amen. That positive revolt that people have against God. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Let me just put it down here where we all the little children can get it. And Brother Larry White said, it's when we rebel openly against God. You said, I know the truth. I know what God's saying, but. Huh? When people say, you know, I know what God said. He must be born again. You must be saved. You need to be walking with God, but. Amen. That's what he's talking about. He said, when this thing comes back, see, there's going to be a great falling away first. That's what's going to take place. Paul tells us how this is going to play out. Let me just give you these right quickly. And I'm trying to hurry. 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. He said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, even forbidding to marriage and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving to them which believe and know the truth. Amen. But he said, there's going to be some ungodly, something other's going to come out and say, you know what? You need to do this a different way. You know what? I know. Hey, I know what's better for you and your family. Let me show you what you need to do. Let me show you how to handle this a little bit. You don't need the truth. You don't need God. Amen. You can take this little worldly something other, and you can make do. Huh? Who's that sound like? That's the devil, amen. People all the time say, well, preacher, I had a vision. I tell you what, they eat some bad pizza before they went to bed. If it don't line up with this book, praise God, they ain't having no new revelation, praise God. They're having an upset tummy. Amen. Exactly what's happening. Praise the Lord. We get away from God. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 5. He said, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heedy, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God. I told you in the beginning, don't some of this stuff sound just like America today? Shows you how close we are. Amen. It's having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. He said, from such, turn away. He said, you better run from that bunch. Amen. When they have a form of religion, they're denying the good God of glory, Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost of God. We better run just as hard as we can go. Away from that mess. And then he says over in chapter 4, verse 1, he said, I charge thee therefore, or verse 3, he said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch in all things, enduring affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Amen. He said, you don't get caught up in that stuff. Praise God. You just stay with the truth, and the truth will make you free. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Paul says there's some things coming up. He said there's going to be a great falling away, but it ain't happened yet. But boy, I tell you what, ain't America prime? You think about it tonight, ain't America prime for a great falling away? I mean, we're so primed up right now. If some great man rose up and say, you know what? I've got all the answers. If you'll follow me, I'll lead you to victory. Boy, we'll all have the same stuff. We'll all go in the same way. We'll all be happy over there. There'd be people flocking from miles around to get on board. I wonder how many of our church people would be deceived and to get on board to that wicked mess. There's only one way into happiness, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the truth forever. Amen. He said they must come. He said, we know Jesus ain't come yet. We know we ain't living in that time of condemnation yet. We know it ain't the day of the Lord yet. Because there hasn't been a falling away yet. Amen. A great falling away. These little bitty ones. These a lot of folks falling away. I told sometimes I think about just about all the preachers announced their call to preach when I did. I don't think any of them's preaching now. I know there's one that pronounced his call before me. He's still preaching. He's pastored. But all the ones announced about the same time I did, I don't even know where they're at. Never hear it from them. They're gone. They quit. They throwed in the towel. It's too hard. Amen. So they give it up. They're falling away. He said, there cometh a falling away, the falling away, the apostasy. He said, in that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Amen. And I believe those that profess religion, and amen, I believe those that profess but they don't possess, praise God, may be some of those that'll be aggressively supporting this revolution that's going to take place. Amen. If we ain't get careful, there's a whole lot of folks, maybe some of our folks will get caught up and they'll be the ones that'll be revolting against the very things of God. Amen. Boy, we better watch how we train up our children because they may revolt against the things of God. They may revolt against the people of God. They may stand up and say, I don't have to follow that God. I don't have to be led of the Lord. I don't have to read. I don't have to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's another way for me. I tell you what, you send these youngins to these liberal colleges and they'll get caught up in that mess. That's what they're telling them. You don't have to go that way. There's another way for you to be happy and have hope. And it's not in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a lie of the devil. Amen. But he said that man of sin will be revealed. The son of perdition. What Paul tell us right there? He said, praise God. He said, hey, you don't have to worry. They said that the day of the Lord. He said, it's not going to take place until there's a falling away and that man of sin is going to be revealed. He said, after that man of sin is revealed, then will come the day of the Lord. Amen. When the Antichrist comes on the scene, who is that man? The one who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God. Amen. He opposes and exalteth himself above all that is... He opposes God. Amen. He opposes God Almighty. You say, is there a man such as that? There's men like that all over the world today. There's many Antichrists today living in this world. There's a whole bunch of crazy things with the rags on their head over there killing Christians today. They're antichrists. Amen. They're slaying and butchering by the thousands and the hundreds of thousands every day. It don't take nothing for me to believe this. I'm seeing it. Amen. We're seeing it. Who opposes and exalt himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Brother Andrew, he's putting himself on display. He said, you want a God to worship? Here I am. Here I am. Obama's already set it up for him. Obama was over in Germany in 2008 when he first went in office. And he talked to them German, and them German people, they come out by the thousands, I mean several million, I believe it was, just piled out there to hear the great Obama, the orator, speak. And he stood there and he said, there's got to be a man that'll come that'll unite and bring us all together in one envelope. He said, I'm not him. He said, but there's a man coming. They said, this is the Christ. Amen. They was people calling him the Lord. He said, you know what he said? He said, I'm not him, but he's coming. You say, well, he was pointing to Jesus. No, he was pointing to the Antichrist. Amen. Would to God he know Jesus. Amen. I would to God he know Jesus. But he said his Muslim faith. That's who he is. Amen. George 7:9 said, you mean you're Christian? Had to call him on it before he said, oh yeah, my Christian faith. Why? Because he's a Muslim. Amen. You say, preacher, you shouldn't say that about our president. Amen. I respect the office, but I don't respect the man. Amen. Amen. I'm just serious. He's leading us down a road of destruction. And we need to stand up, praise God, for what's right. We need to take back our communities one house at a time, praise God. And it starts at my house and starts at yours. Praise the Lord. Showing himself that he is God. He ain't my God. My God is the Lord Jesus Christ. The one that died for my sins on the cross of Calvary. Listen to what he says. He said, remember. Now Paul says here, remember. He said, remember. He said, remember ye not that when I was with ye, I told you these things? Paul says, when I was over at Thessalonica, he said, I taught you some prophecy. He said, I gave you some prophecy. I gave you some things to look at. Amen. I hear people all the time say, you know what? We shouldn't preach prophecy. You shouldn't tell people what to look, what to expect. Boy, we need to know what to expect. Amen. God's people, we need to know what to expect in the days ahead. Amen. He said, and now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. What withhold? What's he talking about? He's talking about it's like a, let me see your teeth. Oh, he don't have it no more. He used to have a retainer in his teeth. He said, that's what he said. He said, there's something that's holding things in place. Amen. He said, you know what I told you about? He said, there's something that was holding everything in place. He said, and as long as he, glory to God, as long as he's holding everything in place, he said, that old rascal can't come on the scene. Amen. If it was up to the devil, he'd be here right now just pounding on every one of us. But praise God, he said, there's a retainer. There's somebody holding this thing together for the glory of God. You know what he's doing? He's giving one more chance, one more opportunity for some old sinner to be saved. Amen. Glory to God, what a Savior. What a Lord. He said, he that withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. Amen. He can't come as long as the withholder's there. Amen. He said, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Amen. Sin is everywhere. There's many antichrist. Already, there's more now than there's ever been. Amen. There's people all over this world that hate me and you because we love the Lord Jesus Christ. They hate us. They despise us. There's the whole countries that despise America. And we send them billions of dollars every year. Millions of dollars. Don't make no sense. I believe like old Ross Perot, you say, he said, let's take care of America first if there's anything left over. He said, then we'll take care of our friends. And if our enemy needs something, then we'll take care of them last. Amen. This given to our enemy so they can build stuff to destroy us, that's crazy. That don't even make good sense. But he said, and now you know that what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth, amen, will let until he be taken out of the way. He said, there's something that's holding this together. Amen, you know who it is? He said, it's not me, it's not you. Who could it be? He said, he that holdeth together. He said, he that's got got what takes. He said, he that's got the power. It's only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. He said, until he that has the power to withhold the forces of evil. Who has the power? Oh, I got the Pope. The Pope's got the power. He's ready to quit. Did you hear the other day? He's about ready to throw in towel. He said he's ready for tight retirement. He said he's about ready to give it up. Amen. But he said, it's not him. Who's got the power to withhold this? He said, until he be taken out of the way, and then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Amen. Who's got the power to hold him back? Who's got the power to put up that resistance to restrain the devil? Amen. None other person than God Almighty himself. God has the power to withhold and to hold him back. Boy, I tell you what, tonight, we better be sure whose side we're on. Amen. We've got somebody tonight who's able to hold back the forces of evil and keep us off. Amen. Praise the Lord. We can't fight the devil. That temptation will come. He'll drag us off into those old habits we used to have, the things that we used to do if we ain't careful. But praise God, days that one will hold, days a retainer, days one that's got us. Praise God. I want to say we don't have him tonight. Praise God. He's got us. Amen. When the old devil comes along and tries to tempt you, say, why don't you just go ahead and do that? You used to enjoy it. You say, praise God, I'm not my own no more. He said, you'll have to take it up with my heavenly Father. He's got this thing now. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. He said, he is that power. But I like this right here, verse 8, and I'm going to quit in just a minute. He said, and then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the brightness and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Amen. You know what that word right there means? That word destroy means? It means to make useless. Amen. It means to take his power, to render him inoperative. Amen. Why? Because the Bible didn't say he's going to be destroyed. He's going to be annihilated. He said he's going to be destroyed he's going to speak it with his mouth. He's going to destroy him. He's going to take his power away. He's going to make him inoperative. He's going to cast him in that lake of fire. Amen. Going to cast him into that lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet are. Amen. That's what he's going to do. He's going to make, amen, he ain't going to have no control no more. He's not going to have the power to deceive with the brightness of his coming. He said, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and wonders and with all deceivableness. How's he going to do what he does? It's going to be deceit. That's how the devil works. He uses deceit. Amen. But he said, when God comes to shake things up, he's going to take care of all the unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. God said, when God comes back, Paul said, listen, he said, when God comes back, when the day of the Lord actually happens, he said, God's going to shake things up. And he said, if you're here, you're going to feel that shaking. He said, you'll be trying to find you a rock and a hole to crawl in. And you'll want to pull that rock in on top of you. He said, they'd be crying to the hills, hills and the rocks, and said, hey, fall on us and kill us. It's so awful here. But he said, Paul said, it don't have to be that way. He said, because I've already told you what's coming to pass. He said, we just need to look and lift up our heads, he said, and just be looking for a Redeemer. Amen. Which is Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. When God shakes things up, let me ask you a question in closing. When God shakes things up, where will you be? Where will you be when God shakes things up?